Lakuta Sichas Chelik Yud Gimel Pinchas Parsha Pinchas Sicha Aleph Al Pasuk Vayakrev Moshe Es Mishpatam Shal Benoy Slavcha Lufnei Hashem. In regards to the Pasuk that says that Moshe brought forth their ruling, it's talking about the before Hashem. It's talking about the daughters of Tzlovchad who asked the question about the inheritance of their father's land. My Tigrashi Atevis, Rashi quotes the words Vayakrav Moshe as Mishpatam. Moshe brought forth their ruling. Umefarish, and he explains, Nisalma Alocha Mimenu. Moshe Rabbeinu blanked on this question, on this Alocha. V'kan Nifra, and over here Rashi says he was punished, Al Shanot LaTorah, that he took for himself an authority which maybe he shouldn't have. Leimer, when he said, V'adobar Rashi Yikshe Mikem, that thing which will be difficult for you, you will bring to me. So in other words, he said, everything that you don't understand, come to me. That kind of authority he shouldn't have taken for himself, and therefore here he had to admit that he didn't know the halacha. Dover achar, another pshat, re'uya ha'isa parsha zuli kosov al-yedei Moshe. In fact, this parsha about inheritance should have been said by Moshe, to be written through Moshe. Elishazachu b'nei Tzlovchad, it's only that the daughters of Tzlovchad had a merit, the nichtav al yodam, therefore it was written in their name. L'chayra kavanosa l'hazbar atmiya, it would seem that what is the reason that Rashi, what's Rashi trying to explain here? He's trying to explain the question, eich yitachon shebaseif arboim shana, that at the very end of the 40 years, Moshe le yeda din ikri kiseid nachlis. This is talking about before the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael. It's already at the end of the 40-year sojourn in the desert. And how is it possible that Moshe still didn't know something as essential as that, as basic as that, the laws of inheritance, over the 40 years, 39 years, he didn't know that? Mishpatim shol b'nei Tzlovchad, the ruling that should be given to the daughters of Tzlovchad, the miyashiv zeb beizifanu. So he answers it in two ways. Aleph, number one, davade hayi yedeya le mishpatim mitchila. Then it certainly he knew the answer to that question. Elo shenena shvinis alma locha mimenu, but he was punished and therefore he temporarily forgot it. At the time when he needed it, he forgot it. But he had known it. Beis. Another explanation, that it should have been, in fact, it should have been written through him, but they were given the merit that it should be written through them. As that will be explained a little more later. So we have to understand, we find a number of times in the Torah, gam lifnei parsha zu, even before this parsha, that Moshe had questions in regards to certain halachas. The Rashi lay pirush b'em shenistalma halacha memenu. Over there, Rashi doesn't say that he forgot the answer to the question. Hare shetofas Rashi ki omnam yitochen lay mishal halachas hu lay shama Moshe adayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it is possible that there should be a situation in which a certain halacha Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hear yet. He wasn't told yet. Therefore, there really isn't a question. How is it that Moshe didn't know? He wasn't told yet. Why does he have to say here that in fact he knew what the answer was, but he forgot? Why can it be that he hadn't been told about this one yet? Days. As we find by other places that he didn't know, and the answer to in those places isn't that he knew and he forgot, he just hadn't been told yet. Beis, another question. The Pirusha Beis Gamkin Koshal Dvaranal, Darachanal. In the second answer that Rashi says, we have the same question. It would seem that what does Rashi mean when he says this should have been written through Moshe, only that they merited. What he means is shalei nemra leyadayim parsha zu, that this hadn't been told to him yet. And normally, as all the parshas, the Eibishter tells him the answer, and he writes it. Umefarish hatam lomelei nemra loy, Now he explains, why wasn't this one told to him yet, that till this point, because the daughters of Tzlavchad had a merit that it would be told when they needed to know the answer, and therefore the answer to this question would be associated with them. Why, even according to this pshat, why does Rashi only here choose to want to know why wasn't he told until now when he has to give an answer because it had to be associated with the Bnei Slavchad? And he didn't say this in the earlier parshas where also Moshe had to ask Hashem for the answer to a certain question, to certain questions. And over there, Rashi doesn't find the need to find out why he wasn't told until this point. Gimel. If Rashi was trying to answer, why? How is it that Moshe doesn't know the answer? He should have just quoted Vayakir Moshe. Moshe had a need to ask the question. From which we don't understand that he's questioning about the general idea that Moshe needs to present this to Hashem. Why does he have to quote also from the pasuk the words es mishpatam, the ruling for this question? Why doesn't it just say vayakir? The fact that he had to present it is enough to tell us that he's questioning why did he not know the answer. Dalit, the pirushi b'parsha ba'aloischa, in Rashi's commentary in Baal Eischa, Bedina Pesach Sheni, in regards to the question, the halachas of Pesach Sheni, Pirush Shalachayra Daima Hula Pirush Hasheni Kan, he says something which is similar to what the second pshat over here is. He says there, Rashi calls about Ru Yohesa Pashazula Hei Omer V'chulu. This pasha should have been said by Moshe, Shazachu Elish Utame El Yedeim, but the people who wanted to bring the Pesach Sheni, they merited that it should be said through them. Tzarech lahavin, lo mashina kama kosev ru'u yehoisa pashazuli kosev. He writes a similar idea, but he changes one word. Here he writes that this pasha should have been written through Moshe, and it was written through the Bnei Slavchad. And over nichtav al yadam, and over there it says that it should be said through Moshe, and it was said through them. Why does he change from it was said to it was written? Hey, Yadua, we know Shekasher Rashi Mefarish Beis Pirush Minin Echad, that when Rashi gives two commentaries, two explanations about one matter, Hareza Mipnei Shekol Echad Mem Lovade Eim Bei Kedei Liyashiv HaKosav Lefi Pshuta V'Chol HaPratim. The reason that he brings two is because one of them alone does not have the answers to all the details of this question. And the questions that can be asked according to the one explanation, the second question answers those questions. However, the first explanation is the one that is closer to the simple meaning. And that's the approach. So you have to understand what are the questions in each one of these two explanations, for which reason Rashi had to bring both answers. So to explain all this, the question that why Moshe had a question about a specific halacha, that doesn't bring up, that's not something unusual, that isn't something that would make us wonder. Because as we've said before, it's quite possible that Hashem hadn't told him this halacha yet. And even though we're talking about the end of the 40th year, as in this case, in fact we find that there are a number of halachas and details which are told to us in the following parshas, meaning at the end of the 40 years, and that only now was the time that Hashem told Moshe these halachas. Elishakan Huksha Larashi, rather, what is the question that Rashi has here? Belishna Dekra. He asks the wording in the pasuk is what brings up the question. The words in the pasuk are Vayakra Moshe as Mishpatam. Moshe brought forth the ruling. Madua tira kasa v'inyi b'loshem mishpat v'loi b'loshem davar. Why doesn't the Torah describe it as Moshe brought up the matter to Hashem to find out what the answer is? Why does it say the ruling? Shehu loshen aragla v'kainda. Normally it would say he brought up the matter. As we find a number of times in earlier parshas, the pasuk that Rashi quotes in this Rashi is, and the matter which will be difficult for you, you will bring to me. In other words, that you identify questions as the matter which you don't know the answer to. Why here is it called the ruling? Hahefresh ben dover benidin didan lemishpat. What is the difference between a matter and the mishpat, the wording of a matter or a ruling? Davar kailu kol ha'inyan hamadubar. The matter includes all the details, everything that about this question. Hatainas v'shaklevetaria, the two sides that you can look about it, the back and forth, the back and forth discussion on the matter. Mishpat pirushi, on the other hand, when you say the ruling, what does that mean? Apsak din babir, the final ruling of what the answer is. Ba'alacha shubayinim. U'mikimin shashaylus meishim ha'kosh baruch hu l'cheirim etzad I yidiyosei ha'alacha v'apsak din. And since Moshe had to ask this question from Hashem, it would seem that the reason is because he didn't know what the ruling is. Im kein, eich masim loymesh, Moshe hikriv lifnei ha'kosh baruch hu as mishpatam. Hapsak din ba'alacha. So what does it mean to say that Moshe brought forth their ruling to Hashem? He didn't know the ruling yet. He could bring forth the matter, but how does he bring forth the ruling when he doesn't know what the final ruling is? So what does it mean that he brought forth the ruling? So that's the question that Rashi has. What is the wording of he brought forth their ruling? Therefore, Rashi says, in fact, he did not already know what the halacha was. The shaper nogad because of lashem mishpat, and therefore the pasuk is correct in saying he brought forth the ruling. Lahad gisham adubar hu bepsak din baravi yidu aloi, because he was discussing a matter which he already knew what the ruling should be. Ubechol ze haya zokuk lehakriv as hamishpat ufnei kadosh baruch hu. Even so, even though he already knew the ruling, he still had to bring it forth and to ask what the ruling is. Because he blanked on it. He forgot. He just didn't know what it was. The answer was at this point. It's as if the pasuk is actually spelling out that he knew the ruling and then he couldn't remember what the ruling is at this time. And therefore, he brought it and he asked, what was the final ruling on this? I remember. The Zeo Gam Taimish Rashi. And this is also the reason that Rashi Matik Leirak Tevas Mishpatam Lechuda. He doesn't only quote the Pasuk Mishpatam, Elagam Vayakrev Moshe, and also that then he should have quoted, if that's the question, then he should have quoted from the Pasuk only the word Mishpatam, if that's the question. And the reason that he doesn't only quote that word, but he also says Vayakrev Moshe, Ki Loshem Mishpat Shayach Kan Rak L'Gabi Moshe, because the ruling of this only could be said in regards to Moshe, Mekiven Shehu Yada Alocha Mikvar, because Moshe knew the answer to this question before. Nobody else did, only him. Mashenkin Im Hoysa Shayla Yedei Acha Loi Hayamasim Tayerzeh, because if anybody else had to ask the question, of course they didn't know the ruling ahead of time when Moshe did. So therefore, when you talk about Moshe, the question is that answers why it's Mishpatam. That's the question of Mishpatam. How is it that he's presenting a ruling? And the answer is that Moshe already knew the ruling, only that he forgot it. However, this still question could still be asked. How could we say that Moshe Rabbeinu, who the whole Torah was given through him, he is the Rebbe of all Yidden, that he received? So how is it that he forgot? And therefore Rashi has to give the explanation. Why is it that Moshe forgot? The Kan Nifra, then he explains that he forgot it because of a a penalty. Lefisha not la Torah leima v'adavashikash mikem takriv olai, overtaking that authority earlier, all the way at the beginning. V'lachay nifra b'mida keneged mida, and therefore he was punished in a mida keneged mida. He said that anything you'll need, I'll answer. And here he had to admit that he didn't know. There's Salman and Halacha. Gimel. Hello, however, Shalapidra Zek Koshet. According to this explanation, we have the following question. When did Moshe Rabbeinu say that anything that you have a difficulty, come to me, I'll tell you? This was said at the very beginning, right after Matan Torah, when Yisra came. Whereas when did this whole thing take place with Meislavchad, Haisa B'Shana Arboim, as we said before, that was at the end of the 40 years, as Rashi already told us. How is it that Hashem delayed the response to Moshe Rabbeinu taking that authority for 39 years? The Siba that he didn't take care of the matter immediately. If the Eibishter feels that this needs to be addressed, that Moshe Rabbeinu said this, then it should have been taken care of immediately. Why is it that Hashem waited 39 years? If Hashem doesn't respond to that kind of authority on the part of Moshe, then the Yidden might assume that it was correct to say it. Since they heard Moshe Rabbeinu say it, and therefore they would assume, since Hashem does not respond, it's already 20 years, 30 years later, and Hashem didn't respond, they assume that this is the correct thing to say. And Hashem does, since Hashem does find it to be problematic, shouldn't it be addressed it earlier? And therefore Rashi says, there is another pshat. That's the question on the first pshat. Ru'uya ha'isa hainu davaracha lomen eshalma mena halacha. So therefore Rashi, the second pshat, is only an explanation of what the reason is that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot. The first answer gives the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot, that he, because he said something 39 years earlier. That leaves a problem. Why did Eibishter wait 39 years? So he says there's another reason why he forgot. The second reason is, and you shouldn't think that in the second shot, Rashi is abandoning the approach that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the answer to the question. That still remains. Because that part of the answer is quite understood, and it fits well. And from the word mishpatam, that he knew that he presented the ruling, meaning that he knew the ruling, so it's clear that he forgot. The question is only on the reason why he forgot. So Rashi gives another reason why he forgot. Loi mishum shekan nifra, not because he was being punished, but rather that it should have been set through Moshe. He was deserving that it should be set through him. But the Eibishter gave a schus to the daughters of Slavcha that it should be associated through with them. They wrote it. They got it written into the Torah. And according to both explanations, medayik Rashi v'omer lehi kosev. Rashi uses the words to be written twice. He uses that word. It's only the fact that it was written into the Torah through them, through the Bnei Slavchad. But it's being related by the Eibishter. Loi ba'al yadam did not happen through the Bnei Slavchad, because kikvar omra l'meisha, because the Moshe Rabbeinu had already been told earlier about the answer to this question. It was only written into the Torah once the Bnei Slavchad got involved. Elosh in esalma mena b'teir oynish, but that it was, he forgot it, either b'teir oynish as a punishment, oi b'chdeishu t'kosav al yidei Bnei Slavchad, or because Hashem wanted it to be written through them. So the second pshat is only addressing the question of why he forgot. Amnam lepiras that kasha, but according to this explanation, there's another question. Now, im b'shvil zchusim shol b'nois lafchad, should we say that because the Eibusha wanted to give us chus to the b'nois lafchad, yafsid Moshe Rabbeinu shenasalum halacha mimenu, Moshe Rabbeinu should lose out that he has to forget a halacha. Lachem maybe Rashi pirush erish, and that's why Rashi brings the first pshad v'yaseinu mezut tayfseb ki iker. And then not only does he bring another pshat, but he considers that one to be the most important pshat. That the reason that he forgot was because there was a punishment taka. So Rashi does point out that it was a punishment, which at least answers that question of why Moshe Rabbeinu should forget. So that answers all the questions. Some of the amazing things which are alluded to in this Rashi. This expression that the that Moshe Rabbeinu blanked the Seif Parsha Bolak b'Maisa Zimri is also related in the end of Parsha Bolak in the story of Zimri. Oh, but there he also didn't know what to do. Kanoim Pagim by that question. We need to ask the question. Why is it Dafke in these Bishnayim Elu? Why is it about these two things that he forgot? Why is it these two specific things? Vabir Bazel Derech Halacha. So to explain this at least from the perspective of Halacha, which also brings a new insight into the Pshat. When Moshe Rabbeinu forgets a halacha, it affects not only him. This affects every yid who receives the halacha from Moshe. Because the yidden don't get to know about this, what to do in this situation, both these situations, until it's said again. The Eibishter has to repeat it again. And then only then will Moshe be able to teach it to the Yidden. And another thing, even after this, even after this, it has to be repeated, and therefore whatever that means in the weakened state of the transmission because of that. But also, since this was a forgotten halacha, a halacha that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot, there's no comparison. Therefore, it has that inherent weakness that this is a halacha that had been forgotten. And our sages tell us that to learn old, in other words, the repeat later, is more difficult to learn when it's new and fresh. So, in other words, to learn it again, that's more difficult. At least in regards to Moshe. And since this is so moving, and since there is an inherent weakness in a forgotten halacha, for the two reasons that he just mentioned, therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu repeats it to the Yidden, he gives it over to the Yidden, that weakness comes along with it. So therefore, it's not only something that affects Moshe Rabbeinu, it affects all the Yidden. But there is an exception to this idea in regards to these two halachas. In regards to Zimri and B'nai Slavchad. What is the exception? Al Yidei Shenis Alma Halacha M'Moshe Oz Loi Hifsidu B'nai Yisrael B'Kabbalasam. In the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot these two halachas at the time when he forgot them, that did not cause the Yidden to lose out anything through in the transmission. Because even if he had not forgotten the halacha, Moshe Rabbeinu would not be able to give it over to them, as we'll soon explain why. So therefore, the fact that he forgot them, it didn't affect the transmission, because even had he not forgotten them, he wouldn't be able to transmit them, as we'll soon explain. So in other words, that they didn't lose out anything by the fact that he forgot, because in any case he wouldn't have been able to tell them. The Gemara says, Kol Talmud Chacham Shemeir Alocha Uba Im Kaidem Maisa Amra Shemim Loi. Any Talmud Chacham that teaches a halacha, he gives over a halacha, if he taught it before the event happened, then we listen to him, even though it affects him some way. But since he already told you the halacha before the story that involves him happened, you can trust him because he said it at a time when it didn't involve him. The imlav, but if the story that involves him already happened, now he comes along and he says, this is the halacha, ain't shayman, like we don't listen to him because now he's already involved. And since it affects him personally, you have to hear it from another source. Pirush b'Taisus. So Taisus says, that this applies only, of course, when he is the story affects him personally. If he paskins the halacha after a story happened already, which doesn't involve him at all, then of course you could listen to him. Ebi Rav has asked a question after the event happens. When Taisa says that if the story that happened involves him personally, then you can't listen to him after the fact, only before the fact. So then you don't listen to him if he said it before the story happened. So that's a rule, that if an event, a story already happens, the Rav cannot paskin after the story if he's already involved in the story. In our case, and here, in both these stories, Moshe Rabbeinu became a Negei B'Dover. And the question came up already after the event happened, and after Moshe Rabbeinu was already a Negei B'Dover, and therefore he wouldn't be able to rule. By both these stories of Zimri and the Bnei Slavchot, how was he involved? As follows: B'mai says Zimri Pirush Rashi. In the story of Zimri, Rashi tells us Amru Loi, the people said to him, to Moshe Rabbeinu, Zu Asura Miteres. Is this woman, Hamidyonis, is she permitted to get married, or can you not marry her? Im Taimer Asura, and if you'll say that she's not allowed to, he's not allowed to marry, Zimri is not allowed to marry her, Bas Yisrei, Mihi Tira Lecha, then how did you marry the daughter of Yisrei, which is also a Midyonis? So in other words, they dragged him into the story. B'dvarim Elu, Asu Negei B'dabah, through saying this thing, personally attacking him and sort of confronting him, they made him a Negei B'Dover B'Nidin in this case. And therefore, maybe at this point, since he's already involved, it wouldn't be appropriate for him to paskin that Kanoim Poigimboy, that somebody should kill him because, you're just doing it because they insulted you, whatever. It brings him into the story. Therefore, he wouldn't be able to rule on this story anyway. The same is true also by the story of Bnei Slavchot. Harei Amru, what did they say to him? They said their father died. However, he was not part of the people of Kairach. They died for their reason. He died for his own sin. So when they said that, since they brought that in other words, saying to Moshe, our father wasn't the guy that fought against you, that wasn't his issue. What was Adas Kairach? They argued with Moshe. So again, they brought him into the story, that it is about him, it's not about him, he's in the middle of it already. Therefore, one could assume that Moshe Rabbeinu would not be permitted to rule on these two questions. So therefore, at this point, so it comes out, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot these two answers in both these cases, the Yidden never lost out about not receiving them in the best possible way through Moshe. He gam lulei yisalmas, even if he didn't forget, even if he knew the answer, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't be permitted to give the psak din on this. Ibn Yisrael gave a baba because he's already involved. personally, l'chein siva kadosh baruch hu, therefore the Eibishter made it happen. Shetis al mena mimena dafka alachas elu, that it would be dafka these two alachas that he would forget. Sheloi yagia hefsid me salmas alacha l'mnei Yisrael. If there was a need that Moshe Rabbeinu should have to forget a halacha, like for instance in the case of because he was punished for that other story, so what halacha did Hashem choose that he forget? He should forget dafka the ones in which he wasn't permitted to rule anyway.